Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, washing our hands, using our anti-back wipes and soap, disinfecting ourselves, staying home, save the NHS and save lives, John.
I managed to get some. I was running perilously low on soap today, but I've managed to get some more.
Have you? Where from, John?
Good old Sainsbury's.
Good old J.S. Sainsbury's. Is it J.S. Sainsbury's or is it J. Sainsbury's?
J. Sainsbury's, isn't it?
Is it like a pin number situation? You know when people say pin number and you go, no, because number is in the word pin, John.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
People say pin number and it's personal number. Identity
well,
number.
Isn't the lockdown just been made that much easier with that knowledge?
Hey, John. And also there's a new one of those as well.
Everyone's day. It's like listening to Steve Wright in the afternoon. Factoids.
Factoids. There's a new one of those as well. They're all, what does everyone want at the moment? What is it for the NHS? The EPP, is it?
PPE.
PPE, isn't it?
Yeah.
People keep saying PPE equipment. You don't need to say the equipment, John. The E is PPE the equipment.
It sounds like an England bowler from the 1940s.
PPE equipment running in from the
PPE equipment. And I remember PPE equipment.
There's PPE equipment running in from.
He had a fantastic match at Taunton
and after
against
me.
The touring Indians.
After the touring Indians, I saw them. They were excellent.
Over here. Yeah.
The touring Indians.
Yeah.
The PPE equipment running in there. I've had need to do that impression, John Arlott, more than I ever have in my whole life for the last 2 weeks, just because I so enjoy doing it.
It's fun, isn't it? What is his accent? I don't really know what it is.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's accurate, the impression I'm doing. But I like doing it so much, the voice. That I might just make it my voice, John. Hello there, and I am here washing my hands for the NHS, saving lives, protecting people.
People who've come to see you on the stage before and they go, oh, good, Charlie Baker's coming near me.
Good evening,
and they walk on stage and start talking like that. They go, what's happened to Charlie?
On lockdown, he's turned into John Arlott. On lockdown. Hey, and you know the all-time great cricketer Ian Danter?
And his left hand.
His left hand. I was talking to him the other day in a work situation, John. We're not pals. Yep. I wasn't doing a Zoom call with him.
I wouldn't blame you if you were.
And he said it's very difficult to, when you do John Arlott, hello there, Christopher Martin Jenkins. That's my keyword into the impression. it is very easy to go into Ted Lowe, which, of course, I've got in my locker as well, John. We know that.
Some would say that they're two impressions.
Oh,
from the
dear.
Same
you, I think stable. You need to just calm it down a bit. No, it's the same. I can't do. You
it's
get one
similar.
Or the other. Don't ask me to do both at once.
And we had Whispering Bob Harris on H&J this week. That's another one of your
really
sort of slightly whispery.
Great music from Blackberry Smoke there. Coming out, Joe Bonamassa. But here's great music from the Dixie Chicks.
He recommended three great country music artists we should check out during a lockdown. And to be honest, I can't remember any of them. They all sounded like he could have just made them up.
That's the trouble with country music, isn't it? It does sound made up, every single bit of it. My
said,
friend's
there's
got
a lovely song, a lovely new track from Brad someone. He's just thinking, really? Well, how many country artists are called Brad?
Really great music there from Brad Belado. It's always something like that. Brad Belado there with,
take his word for it.
With the song Sitting on My Truck, Drinking a Cool Beer. I love Bob Harris. He lives near me, John. I've never met him. I've seen him on the train at Didcot twice. Never got up the... Do you think he supports Oxford United? The only person I've ever seen at Oxford United, John, is Will Gompert.
Oh,
the BBC's arts correspondent. Which was a shock to see him at the football, if I'm honest. He was in the family stand as well with his sons, but his sons were about 26, I'd say, John.
Oh.
Sort of maybe he was trying to get the cheap tickets, that cheap.
I didn't have him down as an Oxford United ultra, to be honest.
No. Do you remember football, John? It was brilliant, wasn't it? It was really brilliant, wasn't it?
I've forgotten what it was, really.
We really took it for granted, John, I think.
Didn't we just?
We really, we just ignored some games, didn't even know some stuff was on.
I'd even take us drawing at East Thurrock right now.
I'd take it. I even go, what's it's made me realise, John, is just how much sport there was. and none of it's on. Not one bit of it is on. It's unreal.
I take exception to that because I was over lunch today. I was watching the T10 Cricket League from Abu Dhabi. So,
T10. So what's that?
Yes.
10 overs.
Yeah.
Inside, socially distanced.
Maybe it must have been a repeat, surely.
Must be a repeat. I've been watching I've been watching repeats of the downhill mountain bike racing on Red Bull TV.
Okay.
Because it's a sport I like, but I've never got into it. But I thought, they're showing last year's tournament. I don't know the outcome. Very, very exciting. They are bonkers. They are absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
And also squash. I've been watching on Twitter. Squash World Championships on Twitter. Now, I think they could almost play squash.
Oh, well, at the moment, do you think?
Yeah, but it's just having to get there, isn't it?
It's two people getting quite sweaty in a fairly close environment.
Yeah, that's probably not. Is that?
Do they still do it in the thing that looks like the cube?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be better if they made the cube smaller with each game? The walls just came in and in and in and in until...
It boiled it off the Indiana Jones set.
Yeah. The walls. As the game went on, the walls come in. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's an idea.
Oh, I'm really missing sport, John. That is one thing I'm really missing. I did a gig last night, John. I did a gig.
You did an online gig?
I did an online gig and I was dreading it, John. Absolutely. Because I've been doing other bits and pieces. I've been doing a show called, I've told you about that, Why a Farmer's So Smelly, episode 2 out.
Yeah.
Episode 2 just out. And next week's, we've already recorded next week's. And I think we've peaked too soon because we've gone top farmer. Adam from Country File, who's the redhead from Country File. Do you know who I mean? Do you ever watch Country File, John?
No, not really.
All right. Well, he is like probably the most famous farmer in the country.
Is
and we've gone with him episode 2.
Oh, God.
that. I'm like, well, this is like me and John interviewing Jamie Reid, episode 4 of the National Obsession podcast.
Hold on to that for 100 episodes.
Because, you know, we interviewed Jamie Reid and then the world fell apart. And that is just how it was meant to happen.
Would you not say the nation's top farmer is probably Bernard Matthews?
I've suggested we speak to Bernard Matthews, why a farmer's so smelly, but I don't think the real Bernard Matthews is still alive, John.
Maybe is he not?
I'm guessing that. I'm going to guess he died in 2003. What's your guess, John? What's your guess?
I think he's still alive at a sort of sprightly 89.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. We have the technology. Off you go, John. Look him up.
Bernard Matthews. Is he ethical, Bernard Matthews?
I don't reckon.
Is he someone farmers like?
Which bit of the turkey is the drummer?
Okay, you're right. Yeah. Died 2010.
2010? Hey, I tell you what, though. How old was he, John?
80.
80. What was his catchphrase, John? Beautiful, wasn't it? Beautiful.
That's ham. Is that not it?
No, it was beautiful.
Was it?
Wasn't it? I think it was. They're beautiful. I think that was it.
Beautiful?
Beautiful. BOOTIFUL.
In 1964, Bernard Matthews met with Nikita Khrushchev to discuss the modernization of the Soviet poultry industry. Ooh. Who knew?
Yeah, hang on. Here's your classic. I've got it here. Here you are, listening in. Here it comes.
Bernard Matthews.
Then
you tell them.
Well, I make them and I love them.
All right, boy.
Moist,
tasty,
delicious. Meat, not mince. The old family loves them.
My husband gets his share.
What are they? My new Krispy Kreme turkey steaks. Slices of juicy, tender turkey breast, trimmed with a little pork fat, and covered with light, crispy breadcrumbs.
How come every time I hear you say
like that, looks like a cult, John, where they all work?
I automatically enjoy any advert that stars the owner of the company.
Yes, they're beautiful. Here, my husband gets his share. It gets a bit saucy halfway through, John. They're all right, boy. I like him. He was a good one. I liked him. Meat, not mince. Ooh, well, good. Minced up turkey. Imagine having that job.
How do we get onto this?
Get on to Bernard Matthews.
How did we get us? Absolutely no idea. Bernard Matthews meeting up with Nikita Khrushchev.
Beautiful.
Do you think he said, do you think Nikita Khrushchev came away from the meeting saying, that is beautiful?
I cannot remember, John, how we got on to Bernard Matthews territory.
I have absolutely no idea.
I wonder if we'll ever remember. I wonder if they're still going. That's the thing. Anyway,
I'm just trying to have a look. They're still going, still trading as Bernard Matthews Limited. It's been passed on to his eldest biological son, which might indicate that
implies there's some other stuff going on there. As well.
We've got an illegitimate Matthews.
Yeah. A few turkeys running around going. He got the look of, you got a picture of him there, John? Bernard Matthews got the look of, remember a sort of ref in the 70s? He's got a look of a 70s ref. He built that turkey, dominated the turkey scene, didn't he, John?
He looks a little bit in the picture I've got, like the former Wales and Wimbledon manager, Bobby Gould.
That's a lovely image. That is exactly, if they were to make the Bernard Matthews story, Bobby would be straight in there.
Saying Bobby Gould is there the sort of mass slaughtered turkeys.
Imagine Christmas Day at Bernard Matthews every year. What's for Christmas lunch, Bernard? Well,
I thought I'd change it up this year. We're having duck. Only joking.
Beautiful. They're beautiful. It was a good catchphrase, John, wasn't it?
It's really, it's good.
I cannot remember how we've got onto that. Yeah, so I did a gig. And I was not looking forward to it. But it was all right, John. But it's weird because I mean, the joke going around is, you know, you play into silence. Oh, that's not new for you, you know. But
yeah,
it's very weird because I wrote on my hand, pause for laughter. And so I just kept doing a joke and then saying, pause for laughter. And now I pause for laughter. But
it worked all right, did it?
It was all right, John. It's not the same.
But look, you say that there's been no sport, but I do need to bring you up to date on a little bit of information.
Oh, yeah.
During the course of the lockdown, I have been ploughing my way through Football Manager 2020, and I'm pleased to report that Torquay are the champions of the National League.
Fantastic. Well done. Well done. A year early, John, I'd say. A year early. Who did you sign, John? Let us know.
It was Kalala, Whitfield, Andrews, Amani Little. They all did the damage.
Well, if we'd all been fit, John, that probably what we'd have done. It's so weird, John. I was thinking the other day, was the other weird thing? When I went to Oxford United and it was nearly rained off at half time and they had 18 minute half time.
Yeah.
Weird, John. It's been a weird year. Something's gone on, especially with the football season. We called it. Let's remember with non-linear. Like, actually, John, last week, we, of course, were talking about Vera Lynn, Dame Vera Lynn, weren't we, John? And it came up that we thought Dame Vera would be furious about the Queen nicking her catchphrase.
Yes.
And we were talking about, Dame Vera will be trying to get it released ASAP because that bitch Catherine Jenkins will get in. Who's releasing it, John? Who did it come out? A couple of days later, it's releasing We'll Meet Again with Dame Vera.
Yeah.
Catherine Dame Jenkins, Vera. John. Don't question us, John. We've predicted non-linear football. The Gran Nacional, we think he's disappeared, but he has a heavy, heavy effect over this show, John.
Well, we thought he died at the end of last season, but maybe he's still knocking around. But yeah, you don't mess with Vera Lynn. She's getting up in the Queen's grill.
She's there. She's there. Don't you nick my catchphrase. She'll be there. Beautiful. She'll be there. Yes.
That'll be how the Queen signs off our next.
She will be. I wonder what catchphrase the Queen's going to use next. Yeah.
We'll be with our families again. We'll be with our children again. Beautiful.
We'll be with our families again. We'll be with our children again. And we shall say, it is nice to see one. to see one nice.
And you know, I'm in charge. You know, Brucey's not coming back either as well.
No. All white at the back.
And I said to Denzel.
It was Denzel Penworthy.
He said, this train don't stop Camborne Wednesdays.
Now, I'd pay good money to see the Queen doing Jethro's
act. Elizabeth II brings you the very best of Jethro.
The Queen, live from Truro Hall for Cornwall.
I've always admired Jethro. Well,
what happened was...
I think we should make it happen. It's Her Majesty's duty in these times.
I think it is. Look, we all need cheering up, and we need the Queen. Very much we need the Queen to cheer us up. And Jethro is retiring, so that act is retired. Yep. She seems to be in the market for people who are retiring or not working so much anymore, nicking their catchphrase.
Get in there.
Why not, Jethro? What a lovely idea, John. Well, that was what I was. So the farmer, Adam, the farmer.
Oh, yes.
Lovely chap. Lovely That's bloke from Country Oxford. File.
Christ, that was a long time ago.
Tell me what's coming up in the podcast, John.
Well, is this so much point? I mean, we've whittled on for a bit.
We've covered most of it.
I think we're gonna bring you letters from a listener. Oh, I tell you what is coming. I have forgotten about this. Obviously, over here where I am in West London, it's a bit of a celebrity enclave. Would you use the word enclave?
Oh yeah, enclave and enclave or enclave.
I'm not actually sure. Let's play enclave or enclave.
I've got heavily into crosswords while I'm on lockdown, John. I have genuinely loving it. Anyway, carry on.
And I don't live too far from David Attenborough. And
oh, very nice.
Luckily, although he's obviously shielding because he's a man of a certain age, he's popped round to my garden to film one of his new nature programs. Because obviously he can't go off to the Amazon or the Antarctic. So he's just popped round to my garden.
So he's come round to your garden to do a little bit of that.
Yeah, he's done that.
And what about, do you think he'll be doing that Bernard Matthews advert? I'd like to hear that. David Attenborough doing...
Yeah,
my husband gets his share. I can't do him.
Yeah, we'll do two. So David, very shortly, and I think
marvelous.
We're going to watch a match, a little
highlight, aren't we, John? And people can watch along with that, can't they, John? If they want,
we'll just say press start now.
That'd be good fun, wouldn't it? Press start now.
So yeah, we're going to do that in just a second as well.
The National Obsession.
All right, let's get on with it then, John. I'd like to hear David Attenborough in your garden.
Ask and you shall receive. This is David Attenborough popping round to record one of his new shows in my garden.
I've travelled here through West London, an area of such biological diversity, it's amazing that I've never explored it before. Why, just here, in this garden, you can see all manner of plants and animals. It makes the Amazon rainforest look like the New Forest. Why, just simply, in this one corner of the garden, we have various plants growing. I can't say that I actually know their names, but one of them has some red leaves and white blossom, and the other purple flowers that appear to be dying. But such is the way of life in this harshest of terrains. Over in the far corner, we come to the herbs. Rosemary is there, but less said about her the better, as well as some sage, and some early signs that this year's crop of tomatoes are starting to grow. There's also coriander coming through and something called fenugreek. We also see weeds, some coming through the cracks in the patio, others underneath the fence. In time, probably this weekend, they will be dug up and put in the bin. It's an area almost undisturbed by road noise, except for the food deliveries, the bin lorries, the cars, and the planes going into Heathrow Airport. And all of that means that it's the perfect place for animals to inhabit. Everything from bees to butterflies to the occasional bird. It really is one of the most unique and diverse areas I've ever been to.
National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. Now, John, there's lots of different teams that we follow, obviously, yep, on the National Obsession, not just one, but and we're going to watch a vintage match, aren't we, John?
It's a classic.
It's just so fallen that it's a Torquay United
just
match.
Happened, but,
it's just fallen on
but
that.
But Barnet are also involved, a fellow National League club.
Exactly. Now, what year? I can never remember what year
this is,
John.
2001.
2001 season. Yep. The final game of the 2000-2001 season was Torquay United away at Barnet. Before the start of the game, Barnet were bottom of the third division and 1 point ahead of them was Torquay United. The Gulls needed to avoid defeat to keep their league status. Barnet needed to win. And there were 5,523, including 2,000 Gulls fans, with a further 350 locked outside, unable to watch the match. So find that on YouTube. And if you want to watch along with us, we're going to watch it now, aren't we, John? Ready after three?
Three, two, one, play. So here we go.
There we are. Oh, we had kickoff, John, there. Good pitch.
Good pitch.
As I the pitch looks good. It looks like a plastic pitch.
As I remember this, the keeper's has been taken out. Barnet keeper's has been taken
keeper
out.
Just came right,
I think it was Effie Williams.
Right out the box. Oh, he's gone in early. Ooh.
One across the face of goal. He was my favourite player, Ian Williams. So as I remember this was Wes Saunders was in charge.
Oh, down already. Keeper's down already.
Keeper's down injured. Ian Williams clatters him, yeah. As I remember this...
Well, nothing in that, is there?
Wes Saunders was in charge most of the season and then got sacked towards the end and Colin Lee came in.
This isn't the Ian Atkins season.
No,
the Colin,
this is Colin Lee.
Lee.
He masterminded a bit of a good run, which culminated in this match needing to win. Now, the keeper's gone off injured.
Keeper's gone off very early, John, hasn't he? Very early indeed.
There's Colin Lee.
I did not like that Orion kit. I was not into that kit. I don't like the baggy kit.
No.
I don't like it.
John's still managing Barnet as well. It's a long ball
launch
forward.
Launch
Effian.
Forward. Left wing. Effian Williams volleys it in. Oof. No.
Cleared.
Barnet.
Jason Rees.
And goal!
Jason Rees. Absolutely
Reece.
Wanging one in from just outside the area. What a play
Reece.
He was.
Rees.
I like Jason Rees. He's a tiny little Welsh midfielder.
He was a little powerhouse, wasn't he? I think it didn't help him that he came quite close to... Who else do we have in midfield in that sort of position? Sort of Charlie Oakway, or is that a lot earlier?
It could have been a bit earlier.
John Steele there.
Yeah.
John Steele has not aged a day since this.
He's always looked about 60.
Still exactly the same. That was a foul.
Oh, it's Jason Reece. Yeah.
Oh, Reece has
gone
down.
He does his knee here, doesn't he? Yeah.
The goal scorer. He's gone down off his arm. Oh!
I think he barely ever played again after that. That was a really bad knee.
Bent his leg inside out there, John. A Puma jacket for Colin.
Do you want to know who's coming on there?
Who's coming
on? Mick O'Brien.
Mick O'Brien, not.
He was a bit of a free kick specialist.
At all.
He was a bit of a wizard of the free kick. I do remember him, Mick O'Brien.
I do not remember him at all. I'm not in that.
There he is, Bateson.
There's Bateson. Lovely touch. Lovely. And Irvin Benny next to him. Bartlett with the bell there. John. John Bartlett.
The corner.
That bloody bell. Shut that bloody bell
what
up.
Is it? Kevin Hill.
Corner. Goal. Oh, 2-0. 2-0 to the girls. Kevin Hill left. No Bastard, is there, John? No Paul Bastard.
Talkie 2-0 up inside. Literally.
Who took that? Was that Paul? Who took that from left?
I didn't see actually who took it, and I can't rewind it now.
Barnett found there, looking miserable in a leather jacket on a very sunny day.
Long throw in. Jimmy Agri literally just picked the ball up in the area, and it's a penalty.
Jimmy
Agri featured, was one on the Talkie website the other day with a part of a series of legends interviews. I'm not sure.
What's he got his hand up there for, John?
I'm not sure I call him a legend. This is current Barnett manager.
Here he comes.
Oh,
what a save.
Stuart Jones saves from the current Barnett manager, Darren Curry, taking that penalty. There he is.
Darren Curry, there he is.
Stuart Jones saves. And
Curry.
Only thing he ever did.
2 miles.
Really.
Curry was 2 miles there, John. Lovely, wasn't it? Wasn't that smashing?
Still the first
pun
half.
For me there.
Through ball from Mick O'Brien.
Through ball.
Effian. Go on, Effian.
Threading the pass. Effian Williams. Well, like those shorts. I wouldn't mind a pair of those shorts.
And
now.
Graham's in here. David
Graham. He's in. Well, David Graham. 3-0. Can't lose from here, John. Surely.
Alex Watson celebrating up the touchline. A very early.
Watson's brother, of course.
Very early appearance for David Graham there.
Good finish, John.
Beautiful.
Good finish, wasn't it? Oh, dear.
3-0 up before half-time. Job done. Bloke in the tree.
I wonder who that was in the tree, John. I wonder who that was. Still. Bottom of the
Lionel
league.
Lionel Richie.
Still bottom of the league. Still. Still.
Second half now.
Barnett pressing. Now, do a classic Torquay. This end.
Oh, good save.
Oh, what a save. Stockley. Was that who? Which Stockley was that?
I don't know. Still the Barnett chairman.
Come on, look at him shouting. Come on.
Good save.
That should have
Barnett piling on the pressure. Oh, what
really
a haircut.
Good save. Who's
look
he?
At that
look at him, John.
He looked like former French rugby player Sebastian Chabal. Barnett haven't
given up hope just yet. And away, Agri. That was like
that's a classic Agri clearance.
Agricultural clearance from Agri.
Cross in.
Flick back into. They've obviously been told, get the ball in the box. Goal. OG, John.
An own goal from
OG.
Ryan Green, who was on loan from Wolves.
He was good as well,
right,
Ryan Green. He was really good.
Went on to have a very good career after that.
He was good. That is a dangerous ball into the box. He's tried to clear it, but it's more of a flick into the back of the net. Top corner, still pushing them forwards. Torquay have not had
another
a shot on target.
Barnett.
The
keeper fouled.
Keeper's come out. Fouled. Keeper's fouled. And away. Away. Who got rid of it? Paul Holmes, was it? Paul Holmes.
Was it Paul Holmes? God, yeah.
He was a player, John. Absolutely brilliant. He played for us and went away
and
came
back.
Didn't
a number of players. Lured back in. Another cross.
Fabulous. Another. Same ball into the box.
Keeper fouled again.
That same ball into the box. Keeper fouled again. Referee! You are kidding me, ref!
That was a definite foul. Always thought it was. Not changed my mind now. Stuart Jones
that
just
was,
got
look,
three Barnett
look,
players just literally holding
punched
on
him in the
it.
Face. Punched him in the face, John.
Lee Russell there on the goal line.
Look at Barnett now. Look, they think we're 3-2. Coming back. Whoa, a sad face in a blue and yellow.
So your mate John Gale in the middle. Beddo, John Gale.
Big John Gale.
Oh,
Beddo.
Oh,
God.
A real
Gale.
It was Torquay counter
Wimbledon. It leant back.
Beddo, literally
Gale.
One man to beat.
Leant
Gale,
back.
Just the keeper to beat. Blast it over.
That's a terrible finish. There.
Barnett on the attack, must be late in the game.
Cross goes deep. Oh, it's a deeper. Ref! It's the referee!
They're getting players underneath their keeper, Barnett.
Get up.
Talkie yes. fan.
Clapping and talking.
Clapping them on.
Clapping and talking.
John Gale chasing the ball down at the other end. Keeper.
John Gale really, really working hard there for his
that's
moment.
It. But it's too late to save
Barnett. And that's
full
it.
Time.
Talkie has 3-2 winners. Oh, that was really exciting, John. I really enjoyed that.
The fans are on the pitch.
I really enjoyed that. Oh, there. Oh, dear. Charlery. Ken Charlery. Big Barnett fan. Torquay, safe. Oh, that was really... John, really enjoyed that. That's an excellent new feature.
A look back.
Next time. Now, there's a match I've never seen there on the old YouTube. Oh, bless you. That's Bruce, my dog.
Not Forsyth.
Not Bruce Rioch. I don't have Bruce, ex-Torquay manager Bruce Rioch. Walsall 8, Torquay United 4, FA Cup second round replay 1995. We'll watch that next week, John, shall we?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I've never seen that either.
That's going to be good. 8-4, John. It's going to be very, very exciting, that. We'll watch that next week. John, that was your idea and an excellent, excellent feature. I really enjoyed it. Hope people can find that and do a little watch along with us.
Yeah.
We'll do another watch along next week. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
One letter.
One letter. People are on lockdown, John. They've got nothing else to do and we've got one letter.
I can't explain Unreal. Other than the post system is just slightly slow at the moment, isn't it?
Or people have just massively gone off us since we've not been talking about the National League as much, John. Maybe it's that. Maybe people don't like us anymore.
Once you do mention the post, I promise next week we are going to try and speak to Michael Ashley. Foff something and
3 weeks we've been given this more build up than speaking to Jamie Reid, John.
He's going to be like Peter Ustinov when he comes on, just non-stop stories. Unfortunately, it's been a slight issue with the technology that means we can't do it from home. But next week,
we're on lockdown, John, we're on lockdown.
Next week,
it's all up
we
in
will speak to Mike Ashley, as Richard and Karen Carpenter once said, hold up, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Was it their song? I wonder if it was their song or someone else wrote it for them.
Do you think Richard Carpenter write them and Karen sang them?
More questions like that to Mike Ashley next week. What's the letter, John?
The letter comes from Pete Garley, who is...
Pete Garley, of course, a Northampton fan, a teacher, John, a head teacher.
No, that's
no, his son.
Yeah,
it's his son. It's Pete Garley.
Every time.
Every single time. It's what it's like if you're the son of a famous person, John. It's... He's very difficult to borrow your own path.
Much like me, he is the son of a teacher man.
And no Gammy Nemail this week. Gammy Nemail.
Gammy Nemail. No.
No,
not this week. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Gammy.
Happy birthday, Gammy Nee.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Pete Garley is Foff number 4. Just filling a bit of time while I look that up.
Very quickly referenced.
Pete Marley says, on the ice, brothers, was listening to the Radio X Top 100 Best of British Countdown on Monday. Great work
British.
On the numbers, Charlie. Very stirring.
51. That was a long session, John.
Number 4.
20. 22. 1.
Can you just give it a little bit more emphasis on the second 2?
64. This is Radio X Best of British.
If in doubt during a difficult time, just do a top 100 of something. Do a
what
countdown.
What do you want me to do? Any, just 62. Carry on.
Top 100 National Obsession moments.
Oh, yeah. Get your votes in next week.
Pete says, it's my 18th birthday on Tuesday. And all set for a big night, starting in the living room and then moving into the kitchen for about 3 a.m.
What a nightmare. Oh, I feel so bad for you.
Really
big
bad.
Night at the pub. Oh, I tell you what, when we're all out of this, I will buy you several pints when I see you just because
well, Pete
you're
does
18th
say,
birthday.
When we're all out of this, fancy coming to Kettering for a big knees up. Foff's all welcome. You'll love it. Keep up the good work, Pete.
There's an offer we can't refuse, John.
I've only ever been to Kettering once by accident. I fell asleep on the train and woke up in Kettering.
been Kettering twice, John. I'm going to tell you why. A match, football match, one. And the second time, I bought an organ drunk on eBay and I had to go and get it.
Well, like a church organ?
A chord organ, it's called, John.
Okay.
You press buttons for the chords and then you just play the top line.
Oh, nice.
I had to go and get it. I gave it to a friend of ours' daughter and she could play A Whiter Shade of Pale on it. So, you know, John, it's not all bad, is it?
But Pete, we're coming to Kettering.
We're coming to Kettering. No, we're bang up for that.
Yeah.
Kettering. Where are Kettering in the league now, John? Where are Kettering Town?
Oh, I tell you who's the Kettering manager now, or at least he was, Paul Cox.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He was good for us. And he disappeared. Briefly. Now, of course, Kettering's most famous son, John.
I was just checking. Yeah, Paul Cox is the manager. They are in the National League North.
Oh, very good. We should
Kettering's
know that, of course.
Famous son, I don't know.
James Acaster, John.
Oh, yes, of course. I did know that.
Yeah, there we are.
They are, before the suspension, 20th in the National League North.
We should know that because we're a National League podcast, John.
Yeah, no, we did know that.
Now, we're going to do two more of these in the next 2 weeks, aren't we, John? Because then that's how long the season was on. And then we're going to do some sporadic lockdown ones, aren't we, John?
Yes.
So we can basically keep ourselves interested as well. So we're going to do some sporadic ones. But do send us your letters. We do love getting your letters. It's so good. I think people sometimes send it to us on the Twitter, because I always say send it on the Twitter and I always forget to mention it. And we've had it. Matty Hayward's been talking about Tamplins and Dragons. Hello, Matty. I know who's been on. My nemesis. No, that's not true.
Not my nemesis.
Jane Kelly has been saying thank you. She's truly honoured to be the first cough, of course.
Yes.
The first cough and foff. And that makes it all worthwhile. Well done, Jane. Keep up the good work. But do get in touch at NatObsPod or John.
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
Well, that's it for this week's National Obsession. Thank you so much for joining us. John, I miss seeing your little face there. Miss being in the same studio as you. But we'll see each other again soon. We'll all be on a terrace again one day very, very soon, swearing at the ref, eating a pie, drinking a Bovril with a little bit of horseradish in it.
Saying a quick hello to the foffs, but nothing more.
Nothing more. Just a quick hello, yes.
Just a quick
and move on.
Good to see you.
Even after lockdown, it'll be, yep, hello, good to see you. Social distancing.
Those rules nice don't get relaxed you. Just because the lockdown's over.
Those aren't relaxed. No, there we are. But we'll see you all again very soon on The Isolation.
On The Isolation.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.